This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Arapahoe County social worker Robin Nicetta was sentenced to 4 years in prison today for making false child abuse claims against an Aurora City Council member. Nicetta made an anonymous tip that Danielle Jurinski sexually abused her son. The false report came after Jurinski criticized former Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson on a radio show. Nicetta was in a romantic relationship with Chief Wilson at the time. The country's top baseball teams from community and junior colleges will be in Grand Junction tomorrow to compete in the JUCO World Series. Dash O'Neill is the head coach for Georgia Highlands College. He says junior college sports are often overshadowed by four-year college and professional teams. But during the JUCO World Series, his players are treated like stars.
The entire community really embraces it, and that's what's so special about Grand Junction. I mean, you go to Famous Dave's like we did for lunch, there's other patrons sitting in there, and they're like, oh, you're here for JUCO. What team are you? Where are you from? We can't wait to watch. We've got tickets.
Georgia Highlands kicks off the games tomorrow morning, playing against McLennan College based in Texas. The JUCO World Series ends June 1st. Anheuser-Busch is investing more than $15 million in its Fort Collins brewery. The money will go to upgrading its bottling capacities. The brewer employs more than 1,000 people in Colorado, and about 600 more work as part of the brewer's distributor network. Anheuser-Busch says the new bottling process will reduce emissions, among other things, and it will be ready this summer. In Grand Junction, a 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with a high of 76 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.